Yeah. Shoot me, man. Let's go outside for a picture. Hello, everyone. We're taking a picture right now outside. And so if everyone just can meet me outside for the group picture. Group picture. Guys. Oh, boy.
We don't have that many people.
Hello, kids.
Thank you for doing this, Mario, but no one's listening.
I know. Hello, everyone. Hello, boys. Hello, guys. Hello, kids. We're taking picture outside right now.
Try the coaches,
please. Okay, thank you. Come on, everyone. Just get out outside. Dusan, Big Papa, can you help us move people?
Where is it going to be?
Here.
together for me so I don't have to do this?
Can we get everybody seated? We need to get going. Everybody, please come and sit. We need to get going.
I don't see Mirza. This is Mini-Me. He's going to have to learn to talk with that voice of authority. Everybody, get in here. Get your butt in a seat. We're going to finish. That works. I love my job. I'm like the only person that I think that can do this. And that you all put up with it, which is crazier even. Second mic is over there. So let's try to circle back, because this has been a long morning already, but a really good one. Just so you know, several of the coaches and I sat up here when you all started to go out for a bit of a break, already going over some of the ideas. And that's how we improve this program. That's what it's going to bring you back, bring more people here. So it's really valuable. But I'm going to say let's go back to the couple thoughts again so we can get through this morning, get you guys out, some fresh air, and then the internet governance session, which I think is more important than shopping. That's just me. And then public forum this afternoon, of course, and I will be there, so I will see you. I know you, Sam. I'll be looking for you specifically this afternoon. I'm just saying, focus. So back to just a couple words, a couple ideas, okay? And then any ideas that you have about the program and that you can feed back to us, please put it in your final summary. I'm going to stop saying the word report because it does just sound so in your final summary. But so back to the couple words, couple ideas, things like that. Kawasar, you're going to start a while? Okay.
And who's one over here? Who hasn't gone?
Hi, this is Awal from Bangladesh. So I have been hearing all the comments from other fellows, and about two main things I found to comment about mentorship and the track we need to follow. So I have a different view for both of these ideas. Like for mentorship, the mentors we have been assigned with are actually not to directly guide me to the perfect community that I involve with. He's just to give us some ideas and just to introduce us with the process. It's better not to get a perfect mentor because I need to explore something by myself. So I think it's good. I think mentors, they're good. They're doing very well. They just introduce us to the community, and now it's our responsibility to sort out which I belong to. Okay. Regarding the track I should follow, I don't think that I should have any specific track to direct by someone else. I should find my own track. Like last day, actually I involved with the technical community, and last day I tried to follow the ISP sort of their meeting was going on, and I was there, but I really don't find it interesting for me. So what I think is I then go to the at-large community, and I found myself that I belong to here and I should work here. Yeah, I know professionally I'm involved with ISPs or something like that, but not here. For ICANN, I found myself comfortable in the at-large community and ALS, ALAC, APIRELO. So this is what I really think I should roam around and get to the wrong room first, and then found my which one is right for me. This will help me if I am assigned as a mentor, then I can guide my fellows who will I can suggest them, please go to this track. This, so sometimes good to go to the wrong room. And finally, getting directly involved with ICANN is I mean, is an option, but to go to the community and getting involved with them, and then in touch with ICANN and getting something from ICANN and disperse it to the local community, it's more important, I guess. So I found Internet Society Bangladesh chapter as my platform. I will try to, you know, send some message to them, what I got from here. So it's not necessary that I have to come here again and again, but yeah, there is options. I can come. But it is more important to involve with my community. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Babu, from Nepal. It's a fantastic event. Sometimes I feel like I'm going at school. At school, morning is school and daytime is internship, right? So freely with professionals. It opened my horizon. Previously, it was only Windows there. Just domain name dispute was my area of issue. But now it's opened many issues with other business issues as well. So engaging us fellows at our own community, I have one quick suggestion, but I don't know what is the possibility of this. Why not to give a small seed grant to expand the discussion at local level? It could be one of useful opportunity to fellow to expand the learn whatever they experience they learn in this event and go to the community and then they share this event or this experience at own community. And another thing what I found is we are keeping in mind three times. Let's not keep that three times in mind. Let's start from very beginning and exhaust the event at totality. This don't think that I learn little bit this time and more on next and more on next. Our time may not allow to come to at another meeting and another meeting and I don't know whether this is compatible or not. So thank you very much. And I more focused, and I found at large community ALS is more multiple issue engaged community. So involving in that process is very nice. Thank you. Just why not to have a panel discussion of coaches for half an hour or 45 minutes, because let them to give more exposure for future leaders.
Today? In the future, yes. In the future we can do.
Good morning to everyone. I'm Ghazi Salahuddin from Palestine, newcomer. My background is finance and administration, and I am authorized auditor there. I have little knowledge about internet and ICANN. I was heard about ICANN from the specialist of information technology. But after the last Sunday, 8th of February, I got good knowledge about ICANN and it is policy and it is measurement to development and its research to develop the internet issues. I didn't know if you in the past you have been in contact with the previous subscriber to supply them with every new in ICANN, either in research if it's possible, or it's a new policy or any difficulties it may meet. And have the suggestion from the subscriber, exchange the knowledge between them. If it's not, I suggest to do so, if it's possible. You know, the internet is now in all means of lives, and we are living in internet government, so it's very important to humanitarian. And to everybody, thank you very much.
Isaac Mabosa, first-time fellow from Zimbabwe. Besides reading a lot and attending webinars prior to this meeting, I found my first and second days overwhelming. Trying to find where I can fit in within the multi-stakeholder model. But thanks to the morning sessions we had, whereby the different facets within ICANN were explaining what they do and how you can fit in, actually, it helped me to actually see where I can fit in within the ICANN community. Also, I got this burden from this meeting to, as an ambassador for ICANN, as they said, to go and communicate about ICANN within my community, to trigger more participation within the policy-making issues within ICANN. Like, I found out that less people are participating from my country, from within Africa. They don't even know what ICANN is, what does it do, all that stuff. So I found it, I have the burden to go and actually communicate and encourage other organizations, other sectors to fit in within the ICANN stakeholder model. I think, in summary, it was a great week, learning a lot, and I found a family where I can fit in, enjoyed a lot, thanks to Mama Jay.
That was good to throw that in at the end. It just bought you a little something. Nice. You're welcome. So one thing I found out is that, like, giving a couple words or thoughts, it's just not working for this group. It's just not flowing with this group. You've got a lot to say, so we'll just try to go with that. Who do we have next on the mic over here?
Good morning, everybody. Abdul Munim Usman from Sudan. My background, I'm a software engineer and lecturer at Sudan University of Science and Technology. I attended and engaged in many sessions during ICANN meeting, which is very useful and informative for me. I have benefited from these sessions so much, helped me a lot of to clarify which the ICANN and its relationship with other communities and civil society. I am glad that I was selected from newcomers to join the Registry Stakeholder Group, RYSG, for a pilot project to attend the useful sessions for RYSG on Tuesday, which is a worthy and rich experience for me. I have faced some difficulties and problems, including technical session in the wrap-up discussion of previous meeting of those groups. The second, difficult to decide which track the session fit best in. The third problem, failure to attend important session because of time conflict. Thank you very much for the effort. And thank you for my group.
I'm Michael from Zambia, first time fellow. To me, my ICANN experience has been a journey. A journey in the sense that it's more like a game of chess. Certain pieces will start filling in place at some point. As I have a colleague here, Henry. We are graduates of the second African School on Internet Governance, which was held in Mauritius. When we came face-to-face with multi-stakeholderism, it was more like a theoretical part. We didn't know actually how it works apart from what we learned in that session. But fortunately enough, at ICANN, that piece has been more clearer to me, actually. I now understand what multi-stakeholderism is. The second one is, being a first-time farer, it's not easy to actually understand things there and then and actually move with the tide with the rest of the sessions. It's been something a little bit confusing, but I think the second day or so, I found my 2 feet. I knew where I belonged. I took advantage of it. And going back home, I think it's another journey, and I'm not going back the same person I came to ICANN. I'm going back a different person with new perspective and the way I see things. Thank you.
My name is Neil Checo from Dominican Republic. I can summarize this as a challenge. It was a challenge from the beginning. It was a challenge for me when I decided to apply for the fellowship. And in these days, I have felt more inclined to the GAC sessions, maybe because I have been related to the government of the Dominican Republic for the last 14 years. And the topics that they were discussing in those sessions were very interesting for me. And I was asked for two colleagues from the Dominican Republic that are participating in the GAC session that I want you that you work with us with this because we need somebody to digest everything, you know, all the documents, all these scenes, because we noticed that you are very interested in these discussions. So it has been a very good experience for me, and I will apply for another fellowship in the next couple of months, maybe for the Ireland or maybe for the Marrakech, because I need to understand more how ICANN works. So it has been a pleasure for me to be with you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Spencer Thomas from Grenada, first-time fellow. I think my words will be 2 words. Thank you. And thank you to Mama J. I think you have done a fantastic job this week. To the mentors, and I think I want to also say thank you to all the fellows, because I believe another word that comes out of this is friendship, and I think it might be a long-lasting friendship among the fellows this week. I think this program has given a good forum for networking. I've also noticed a very strong willingness on the part of persons who have been here before to share their knowledge. And I think willingness is another good word, I think. I am from a different process. I basically came from the multilateral process. At this point, I'm heavily involved in negotiation on climate change, for instance. And I would have been in Geneva at this point, but I chose to be here. It's a completely different process. It's a multilateral process. I mean, it is a process where we bracket everything. We don't agree on anything. And I think I see something completely different here. So a word that I want to bring here is difference, to the extent that we are moving in a different process. I really want to just say that I saw a bigger picture as a consequence of being here for this week. And I really believe that what we have here as this fellowship is good. And good may not, you don't have to be perfect. And maybe they will never be perfect. So we need to look at what we have as good. And we might strive to be better, but I don't think we will let what we have be the enemy or a perfect be the enemy of what we have right now. I think we really should concentrate where we have now and really be thankful for what we have here, because I think it is really a very good experience. So thank you very much.
Hi, everyone. It's Anya, a fellow from Bosnia and Herzegovina. So I just briefly wanted to say two things that you shouldn't change when it comes about this program. The first one is the existence of mentors. I was really lucky to have Sal. He really helped me at the very beginning before the program had started, but also during the program we had a really good conversations that were informal, but he is a practitioner, so he really helped me. And the second one is are the morning sessions. I think the morning sessions were great, and I think we benefited the most from these morning sessions because we really learned a lot. They were adjusted to us as the newcomers, so as the people who basically don't know a lot about ICANS, but they are willing to learn. And we had a direct response with the panelists, so I think that was really great. As for the rest of the sessions, I do support especially the something that Henri said about the overlapping, because they were like the similar topics that were overlapping, for example, the human rights issues and the intellectual property issues. So something that was connected to the legal studies that I was personally interested. So maybe you could work on the agenda. But as for the rest, I mean, at the end of the day, I can say that I really had a great experience, made a lot of friendships, and I think that this kind of opened a book for all of us to stay and to continue with the exploring of this marvelous event.
The other mic.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm Rohana from Sri Lanka, first time fellow. I would like to express my feelings before participating in this fellowship program and after the program. So before the program, I didn't have good idea about what ICANN does. What I had was, I thought that ICANN is a agency who is handling regional internet registries. But in the orientation program, I found that it is more than that. So I was excited. So actually, before I come into the program, I asked my mentor, coach, what are things happening on ICANN, etc. Actually, I went to the ICANN site as well, but it was so, there were a lot of information in that. I didn't have much time to go through all of them. So luckily, my mentor filtered out some of the links which I had to go through before coming into the program, and it was very good, because then I had to filter on some of the things that I must know before I come to the program. So thankful to my mentor Sakir, I had some idea before coming to the program. Then after the first the orientation program, in the next day I was in a bit problem to find out what is the session I am going to participate for the next. So I contact coach and try to find out, because I didn't know much about the acronyms that they have mentioned in the conference agenda. So I asked him and I try to find out what is happening on each and every session and what is the best suitable session for me. After getting that advice, I went to one session but it was not the session I should be attended. So I, after 5-10 minutes, I go to the next session, which I thought that it should be suitable for me. So it was meant for me, so I attended for that session, whole session. And one other thing is, for the GAC session in Sri Lanka, there are two country representatives. They are directors of my organization, but this time they couldn't make up. I had some idea about what is going on GAC. So I participated for the GAC meeting and find out what is going on GAC, what kind of discussions are going on. Then after that, in the welcome ceremony, the CEO's speech was very informative. And I was really excited about his speech and how he presented in a very sequential manner and to the point. And really exciting session what I saw was the ICANN board meeting with several organizations like Internet Registrar, Registries, etc. They had opportunity to directly question the director board. So it was really impressive, and I thought that this ICANN organization is very, very transparent and very open to the public and also for the other organizations. And there, sometimes I saw that some people are blaming to the director board, not because of some of the projects were not going on very well. So they accepted that blame and they try to give a solution. So that is really exciting because I haven't seen any other organizations. People are directly talking to the director board. Maybe they can directly talk to the staff or the CEO, but not to the director board. And final thing about the Singapore.